Welcome to the Illuminated Word Podcast. In this podcast, we take a reading from Scripture each day. We look at the background material to that passage and also application for us. Once again, welcome to the Illuminated Word Podcast.
This morning's reading comes from Psalm 17, as translated in the English Standard Version, a prayer of David. Hear me, Lord, my plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed. Though people tried to bribe me, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent, through what your lips have commanded. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not stumbled. I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love, you who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their callous hearts, and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down. They now surround me with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, like a fierce lion crouching in cover. Rise up, Lord, confront them, bring them down. With your sword, rescue me from the wicked. By your hand, save me from such people, Lord, from those of this world whose reward is in this life. May what you have stored up for the wicked fill their bellies. May their children gorge themselves on it, and may there be leftovers for their little ones. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. May God bless the reading of His Word. We cannot know for certain when this prayer of David was written, but what we can know for certain is that David was facing unjust accusations by his enemies. But even through the accusations, David showed an incredible trust in God, a lack of dependence on himself, and a hope that looked forward to what was to come. David cried out to God as a baby cries out to his or her parent, with heart-wrenching sounds that come from deep within the soul. We know David was overwhelmed with feelings of pain, betrayal, worry, resentment, possibly even depression. He knew himself well, so he pled with God that vindication would come not from himself, but from God above, so that everyone, including us, who would hear about this time in David's life would know that it was God's provisional hand at work. David needed to see his enemy vanquished by the hand of God, not by the hand of David. David asked the Lord to search his heart. He committed to waiting for God's vindication, but also to a willingness to change his heart if it were not in line with God's will. David showed a spiritual maturity and humility in doing this. He was willing to admit he could be wrong and someone else could be right. God's justice and perfect will were more important to David than his own interest in winning a conflict. David didn't come to God in prayer trying to change the mind of the Almighty. He came to God because he knew that God was his only true and righteous hope, and that by relying on him, David would be on the side of the just, even if that meant he needed to change. David pleads with God to hide him under the shadow of his wings, and we know that is exactly what God longs to do to each of us. In fact, Jesus shows this in Matthew 23:37, when he said how he longed to gather up Jerusalem to himself in that exact manner. Toward the end of the psalm, we see another important aspect to David's attitude. He longed for the next life, but his enemies were enjoying this life too much to have an eternal focus. David knew the true importance of staying focused on what was to come. He looked forward to when he would awaken, knowing that the life to come was the real world in which he belonged, instead of this cloudy, hazy, uncertain life in which we now live. So what can we learn from David and how he responded to this time of persecution and conflict in his life? We know that David waited. We know he went to God in prayer. And we know he looked to God for vindication. God promises to always be with us, but not to relieve every earthly pain during this life. David also knew that whatever happened in this life, something better awaited him. And if David knew this, even without having the gospel story of hope and redemption, how much more should we, having seen how much God loved us by sacrificing his own son for our salvation?